time to talk sport. Warwick Hadfield is with us as always this morning. Very good morning to you. Let's start with soccer. Perth Glory remain on track to get 9 points in a week.
Yeah, it's that goal they set for themselves, Hamish, after they had their win on the weekend against the Central Coast Mariners. And last night they played Melbourne Victory at home on their own dunghill. And in the 74th minute, the man who goes under the epithet, the import, Diego Castro, he scored the goal that separated the two sides, 1-0 at full-time. Besar Berisha, who is a very, very active goal scorer for Melbourne Victory, he had his moments, hit the crossbar at one stage, but in the end, it was a pretty solid victory for Glory, who've been sitting on the bottom of the A-League ladder for a while now. They got off that with that win over the Central Coast Mariners last weekend. They've now gone up to eighth place and have still got this big match against the Western Sydney Wanderers, who are, of course, on top of the ladder. That's going to be on Saturday night. If they do that, they'll be well and truly having, sort of looked at that like they weren't going to be competitive for the whole season. They're back in contention to play finals. So it's been a swift recovery. It's what happens in the A-League, of course, when you get 3 points for a win and 1 point for a draw, and of course none for a loss. But if you can get a couple of wins, or 3 wins in a row, is their current ambition, it can turn the ladder around very, very quickly.
You're indeed on your way. Surfing, Bede Durbidge has come a cropper in Hawaii.
Absolutely. A wipeout, to use the very technical surfing term. He was the waves have come. They were supposed to come earlier in the week, but they're finally come now, and they are whoppers, and he was on a whopper, and all of a sudden the water just dropped away from under him. He sort of fell in a sort of fresh airway for a couple of or a metre or so. Then he hit the water again, and the wave just churned him up. His heels went over his head, and then he was absolutely slammed into the ocean bottom. The rescue boat was out very, very quickly, brought him ashore. He was assessed in the medical tent on the beach. He's got a compressed hip injury. So what's happened, of course, is his hip has been, well, he's landed on his hip on the ocean bottom.
I really don't like this description.
Yeah, well, it's why I stick to pools. Anyway, he's gone to, he's been taken off to hospital, and it means that Kano Asing, who was his opponent in the heat, he's obviously won. Gabriel Medina, one of the challengers to Mick Fanning's world titles hopes, he's also won his heat. And Kelly Slater, the great Kelly Slater, he's in the water at the moment. Now, he came a cropper on one wave, but he's also had some good waves, and at the moment he's leading against Michelle Borez. And the big question we're all saying, when is Mick Fanning in the water? Well, his heat is up next.
Very quickly, because we've got to get to the news, but in cricket, the Big Bash underway tonight in Sydney.
The big boulder dash, as we called it on RN Brekkie. Cricket for those with a very short attention span, Hamish. The Sydney Sixers against the Sydney Thunder. The hype meter's already in the red. Steve Smith, though, the Australian captain, he won't be playing for the Sixers. He's got some niggling injuries, and of course his main focus is the Boxing Day Test. Also missing Mitchell Starc. He's out with that long-term injury. Mike Hussey, a blast from the past, will captain the Thunder, hopefully to get them to win some games, which they haven't been able to do for the last 3 or 4 years.
Thanks very much. Talk later on. Warwick Hadfield there with sport.